When 20-odd snake boats line upon the scenic backwaters of Purnamada in Alappuzha, all geared up to row fiercely through the sedate waters and win the coveted Nehru Trophy, there will be more than just passionate play. The race, locally called Vellamkali and nicknamed the Water Olympics of Kerala, is a matter of pride and honor for the communities that owns the boat, and each of them desperately wants the trophy to come to their kara, means area by the river. As a boat owner says, it's a religion, describing how Malayalis settled the world over arrived to cheer and financially support their village teams. Boat racing as a sport is famous around the world. However, India's very own boat race is different from others. It isn't a sport, it's a festival, and is celebrated with not just sportsmanship, but a note to the gods. Kerala is called Goat's Own Country, and people participate in the race to honor these goats. Every year, Vellamkali is celebrated around the Onam. The festival's rich history adorns it with the sentiments of the people of the land. In layman's terms, Vellamkali is a boat race where the boats are vast and snake-like. It is celebrated during the harvest festival Onam. Vellamkali is an umbrella term for boat races held in Kerala. It is celebrated in different parts of the state. The central legend associated with Vellamkali dates back to the 13th century of war, when one of the kings of the feudal kingdom commissioned the construction of a war boat. The boat was called Chundan Vellam. The methods of creating the boats thus track back on 13th century. Out of all the vessels made since then, the Parthasarathi Chundan is the oldest. This is a festival with its roots in age-old local legends, but is celebrated even today with unparalleled zeal. Perhaps it's the passion among the people that attracts tourists in huge number from around the world. It might be just a race to layman, but Vellamkali's history defines it. The Nehru Trophy boat race and Aramulla boat race are the most revered of the many boat races conducted in Kerala. Nehru Trophy boat race gets its name due to the events that transpired in 1952. Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, who was in attendance that year, was so transfixed by the snake boats that he leapt into one to experience it firsthand. He donated a silver trophy in the shape of a snake boat, and since then, the boat race has been named the Jawaharlal Nehru Trophy Boat Race. The name is a mouthful, but the story behind it beautifully justified it. The competition has come a long way since. When the village communities fell short of local oarsmen, boat clubs ended up hiring professional rowers. The boat owners, the villagers, would hire the services of the boat clubs for a fee. The local oarsmen are paid a daily fee of 600 and given food and training, while members from outstation teams are also provided accommodation. And then, Aramulla boat race happens amidst the celebration of Arjun's birthday. However, the race is also considered an offering to Lord Krishna. The tradition started as a note to the snake boat that saved a devout Brahmin while delivering the food for a feast at the Sri Parthasarathi temple. Enemy's faction attacked him. The snake boats of this race are called Palliyodams. Krishna gets credit for the design of this boat. Krishna is said to have come to this town in a raft of six bamboos called Aranmula. The rowers wear a mundu and turban and sing Vanchipattu, the traditional song for the festival. As the air brims with music of the rowers, it infuses the atmosphere with excitement and people cheer for the best snake boat to win. As a result, locals and tourists flood the bank of the river. The Aramulla boat race, owing to its extensively traditional background, does not allow women to participate. These boats are so huge that some can simultaneously contain up to 140 people. Very conventional and Vedic practices are used in the making of these boats. On the other hand, the Nehru Trophy boat race include men and women, and various boats can participate in the competition. Moreover, during this season, the region comes to life with processions around the heavenly backwaters. The best way to experience this is by hiring a local cab from Kochi and beholding this unforgettable sight in person without hassle of driving. The boat race is more than a sport, it's an art form. The mesmerizing synchronization with which the rowers move spellbinds the audience. In addition, their cacophony of singing voices elevate the atmosphere to fascinating extent. One of the Divyadeshams, the 108 temples of Vishnu revered by the 12 Alvars, the poet saints. Aramula Parthasarathi temple hosts an annual Hindu festival called the Aramula Vellasadhya, which usually starts in July at the end of monsoon season. The 2-month long event is really a series of daily feasts called Sadhya that are conducted as offering by devotees of Lord Krishna, the temple's presiding deity. Throughout Kerala, a Sadhya consists of a variety of traditional vegetarian dishes considered to have Ayurvedic properties. The food is usually served on banana or plain thin leaves, with each meal typically incorporating anywhere between 10 to 20 dishes. However, with as many as 64 foods items being served at one point during the festival, the Aramula Vellasadhya is considered one of the largest ritual vegetarian feasts in India and the world. While people feast on many dishes at different Sadhya during the lengthy festival, the largest Sadhya is held only on Ashtami Rohini day, Lord Krishna's birthday, which coincides with the festival. Throughout the festival, the Sadhya dishes, thought to be Lord Krishna's favorite and served in a particular order, and include Mangachar, Paripu, Toran, Kalan, Pappadam and plantain chips, among many others. For dessert, there is payasam, rice and milk flavored with cardamom and saffron and fresh bananas. According to legend, a devout Brahmin once promised to provide all food and drink for Tiruvona Sadhya, another Kerala-wide Sadhya that occurs on the final day of an older festival called Onam that's usually held at the end of August or beginning of September, and deliver it to Parthasarathi temple in a boat called Tiruvona Thoni. The boat was attacked by enemy forces during its voyage along the Pamba, but local snake boat from surrounding area came to its rescue, saving the day. To honor this event, the Aramula Vellasadhya festival was born. After each boat race practice along the Pamba, the crew of 52 teams receive a special honor. As they arrive at the temple, they are given a riverside reception by devotees who are responsible for putting on an individual sadhya for them. But before they dive into the food, they circle the temple with devotees while singing Vanjipattu, boatman verses sung in the Malayalam language. After stopping at a holy shrine for prayer, the crew finally enter the dining table. During the feast, they dine alongside members of the public who have come to watch the teams practicing. Sitting at the head table, the crews are allowed to request refills of the food from the devotees, and they do this by singing the request in the same rhythm as the Vanjipattu. The boat teams are also served special meal additions such as butter and honey that's poured into their hands by devotees. During the COVID pandemic, the glorious boat race could not be held in 2020-2021. In 2018 and 2019, the race was postponed due to the floods. But again, the race is back to its glory. Another Vellam Kali season is coming, and the state is getting ready to celebrate it with all its grandeur. We see you in the waters of Punnamada and Aramula. This is RJ Adar signing off from KGC Radio.